Hey everyone, it's great to have you with me. Last time we were together, we examined how Jesus' first disciples exemplified commitment first to Christ and then to the fellowship of believers, plus how this applies to us in our Christian lives. Today, we're going to be talking about our practicing compassion among the fellowship of believers because the first disciples demonstrated compassion to one another and to those in need. The definition of compassion is to empathize with someone who's suffering and to feel compelled to reduce that suffering. Literally, it means to suffer with the other person. The Bible says to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. The National Library of Medicine writes, "Compassion has long been regarded as a core part of our humanity." They examine five elements of compassion, which are generosity, hospitality, objectivity, sensitivity, and tolerance. And the Bible has much to say about each of these attributes of compassion, which stem from our love of the Lord and our fellow man. So let's take a quick walk through all five attributes of compassion. Number one, generosity. The Bible says, "And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need." Acts 2:45. Number two, hospitality. The Bible says to practice hospitality to one another. Be hospitable. Be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and all others who come your way who are of Christ's body. 1 Peter 4:9. Number three, objectivity. The Bible says, "For God shows no partiality." There's no favoritism with God. Romans 2:11. And number four, sensitivity. The Bible says, "All of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind." 1 Peter 3:8. And lastly, number five, tolerance. The Bible says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." Matthew 7:12. So having said all that, do you look at others the way that Jesus sees them? Do you have that kind of compassion? And how can we be compassionate with people that have wronged us? In our human nature, really, it's impossible. And trust me, I'm speaking from experience. So say yes to Christ today, and He'll give you the ability to be compassionate.